I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Great to be with you at the beginning of another week, and great to be with you in the Word of God. I also want to encourage you to keep building on your time in the Word of God, be in the faithful preaching of God's Word, and then to have some time with your family in the Word, and time, of course, personally in the Word of God. And I'm glad that this fresh bread can contribute, and it's our privilege to provide this for you in growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Well, we're in that part of this epistle, which is the last one the Apostle Paul would write before he went to be with the Lord. They called this, in the study of this epistle, the personal instructions section. And in that, we have begun to see some dynamics of the Apostle Paul. Number one, his desire for Timothy to come and spend some time with him. He only had a few people that were still with him. Demas had deserted him, had a crisis in his sanctification, and had left. And then Crescens and Titus had been sent, likely on ministry obligations. Luke was still with him, but there weren't many. And then there was this fellow Alexander the coppersmith, who had betrayed him treasonously. And then the fact that he was, at some point in time, put up for a series of court appearances. And he goes back to the first time that he appeared in the courts of Caesar to defend himself from the charges that were being given. And he says this, that Alexander the coppersmith had done him great harm by betraying him. And then he says this in verse 16 of chapter 4, at my first defense, so obviously there were other defenses that he had made, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. Now, we don't know who all were there, but notice he follows the pattern of Stephen and, of course, our Lord and Savior, forgive them. And he calls for the Lord not to hold it against them. But he does say, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. Now watch what he says here. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, he tells you that at this time, it looks like it was a life and death hearing, and the result would have been being fed to the lions, as was becoming the habit of Nero, and particularly in his desire to persecute Christians. But somehow the Lord intervened, and Paul did not meet that fate of being fed to the lions. Of course, many martyrs would. He said, now, why did the Lord do that? He said, so that I might fulfill my ministry. Remember his desire to fulfill his ministry? The Lord did that so that the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles hear it. That's why I was rescued from the lion's mouth. But yet he said, I want you to know that the Lord did this for a very specific purpose, that I could fulfill my calling. Do you remember that the Apostle Paul was called by the Lord on the road to Damascus, and he was instructed that he would take the gospel not only to his brethren, Israel, but to the Gentiles, and then very specifically, Paul, you will appear before kings and all of those in authority. And my, has that not been fulfilled? There he was in Jerusalem as he stood before the Herodian kings, as he stood before the Sanhedrin, the religious rulers of the Jewish people. There he was out of a trial, went to Caesarea by the sea, and he appeared to Agrippa. My goodness, there he was. He appeared to Felix, governors, and kings, just as the Lord said he would. And now he's up in Rome, and he's appealing before Caesar. And in other epistles, we found out that some of Caesar's household were converted, as well as more Roman soldiers in the Praetorian Guard. In other words, he said, God delivered me so that I could fulfill my calling. Believe me, folks, if you and I are still breathing, it's because God has something for us to do. So let's be about our calling, and God will keep us breathing here, first for his worship and praise, and secondly for our witness and our calling. And just as it was said of David, after David had served the purpose of God, he was laid among his fathers as he fell asleep in his own generation. So we will be sustained until we serve God's purpose, just like Paul. And praise God, we not only have a ministry, our Lord will sustain us to fulfill that ministry in his providence. Well, that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.